Hey guys, it's Melissa Rowe. Just wanted to check in with everybody, see how everything is going with y'all. Yep, that's what I said. I said y'all. So it's a day before Thanksgiving. I really hope everyone is getting everything prepared and getting all excited and enjoying some wonderful festivities, all the preparations. And then, of course, after Thanksgiving is the countdown to Christmas and whatever other holidays people celebrate, most definitely. So I went to the counselor yesterday and I planned my semester out. So on Monday I'm going to be going to, which reminds me, I've got to make some reservations. On Monday I'm going to be going to class, but there's no class on Monday, but I do have to go and register for classes. So that's going to be very interesting. When I'm there, I work with my counselor, well, with a counselor. The DSPS counselor was unavailable, but I did have an education plan already laid out. I'm going for an English major, a transferable degree, and I'm hoping in the future to go for a master's in special ed. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I'll see what I can, you know, work on. I hope everyone is well. My three classes I'm taking next semester, unfortunately, I have to do a math course, but it's basic arithmetic. Yes, I am very poor with math. I may be a good, strong writer, but I'm bad at math. Math just goes over my head. So unfortunately, I have three math courses to take, and I have to get one of those out of the way. That's the prerequisite, and then, of course, the following semester, take another course, and then the semester after that, done. So I have three math courses I have to take, and the first one is basic arithmetic. I've been putting it off as long as I could, but I have no choice. Gotta take it. So aside from that, I was scheduled in the plan to do English 1B, but I found out they only offered that once a year. For the fall semester, I was scheduled to do math and Spanish. But what I'm going to do is probably put Spanish in a spring slot and leave that open for 1B so I could take English 1B. So what happened was, since I'm going for an English major, English 5B is in my plan. It was in my plan later on down the line, but I decided to take it this semester, next semester, the spring semester, because it's obviously an addendum to 5A, I guess you would call it. It's a secondary course, advanced creative writing. I was going to take it at some point, but I'm going to do it in the fall semester or the spring semester only because English 1B is not available. So I could have taken Spanish, but I'm going to try and, you know, while I'm in the mode of creative writing, I'm just going to take the other course and get it under the belt. The third class I signed up for was my, oh, my husband's phone went off. The third class that I'm going to sign up for is an adaptive physical education class, or adaptive physical activity, they call it. That's a yoga class. I was going to do yoga and aquatic fitness, but aquatic fitness started at 8 o'clock in the morning and went until 9:15, and the yoga class starts at 9:30. There's just no way I could do that. I don't know how this teacher, because it's the same teacher, she's teaching both aquatic fitness and yoga. And I'm thinking to myself, you're going to actually go into a room smelling like chlorine, or doing, maybe you're not getting into the pool, or I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd smell like a little chlorine ball, and just, I wouldn't be able to handle that going into yoga and relaxing and stuff. I'll be like, you know, I may save that for another spring semester, however, because The semester is actually starting on February 1st this year. So it's going to go February, March, April, May. I'm pretty shocked. Winter session is all of January. That's like a 3-week. You're basically doing a semester worth of one course in like a 3-week span. So that's pretty intense. I don't think I could do that. Possibly, if I had to, I would do like a history class or something that's pretty watered down or something. I'm not sure. But if I had to, absolute craziness, I probably would do it. So that's what I'm doing. Adaptive yoga. And the adaptive yoga class is after my math class. So after I get frustrated with math, then I have to get into the zone with yoga. And then creative writing is going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's going to be a 4-day a week thing. But everything is working out pretty good. So that's that. I'm slightly frustrated today. It's been kind of a rough day. First of all, I forgot my cell phone when I went to school. And I was kind of like upset about it because I always like to call the bus or keep an eye on what's going on. In case my husband has a seizure, I always have to have my phone with me. And so I was kind of like, I showed up and I'm like, no phone, what am I gonna do? Then we get into class and the professor is giving out announcements, explaining what's gonna happen because she isn't gonna be able to be here on Monday due to a family situation. But she was giving us some info, basically enough to hold down the fort until we see her next week. But she was doing that, and then we had barely a little bit of time. I'd say probably a half an hour to 45 minutes to meet with our group and get feedback. Well, half the group didn't show up. They had probably other stuff going on. We had a four-person group thing. Only myself and one other person showed up. So what I did is, because he has a kind of voice where he mumbles quite a bit, and he says, and he stumbles over the, so I told him, why don't you go ahead and read my story, but read it to yourself, because I already know what the story says. Your story you can read to me. So he read it. Took him a while, but he read it. And he said, you know, I don't think the last sentence should be there. And I said, oh, okay. And I explained to him why I put it there, but I said, you know, I understand. And then he says, you're going to have to get a second opinion. And he just wasn't really sure of himself. And I was not satisfied at all with the feedback that I got. By the time we got to my story, or to his story, he couldn't print out his story. So he had it on a thumb drive. So I allowed him to use my laptop. And he pulled it up and he started reading it to me. But again, he mumbles a lot. And he has this kind of voice, and once in a while he'll raise his voice, like when there's a punctuation, like an exclamation point in dialogue, he will raise his voice up a little bit, like hello, or whatever. So he didn't get through reading the story because all of a sudden class was over, and so I didn't really get a chance to give him feedback. I was a little frustrated because the short story is due on Monday. So what I did is I said, look, professor, I'm going to send this to you by email and you can give me the feedback that you want. And I think for extra credit, she said that we can go and, get feedback from an individual who's not in the class, like anybody in particular. I'm not sure who'd be interested in doing that kind of thing. But that's a possibility. Cause I don't really have family nearby.